Last year, the United States Supreme Court opened the door for states to make it legal to bet on sports. Last week, Connecticut lawmakers voted to send a bill that would legalize sports betting to the floor of the state legislature. As we move closer to becoming one of the handful of states that have legalized the practice, Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano is taking a closer look at the world of sports betting. Back in January, he headed to our neighbor Rhode Island, which debuted sports betting recently. There, he caught up with Connecticut residents who had come to make a wager.
Twin River Casino in Lincoln is one of the two sports books in Rhode Island where you can bet on games. It took Mark Titan about an hour and a half to drive here from East Hartford.
Well, there's two ways to get here. You can go up 84 to 295 down 146, or you can go Route 2 to 395 to Route 6.
What's the bet?
$300 teaser, Chargers, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Titan's got two teams in his $300 teaser bet, so he has to get both games to go his way in order to win. But because the teaser adjusts the spread by giving him 7 extra points to play with, it lowers the return on the wager. Basically, he's buying more points in order to minimize the risk of losing. Titan's got some buddies watching the game with him, including Adam Droz. He's from Glastonbury and works in insurance.
I have Chargers getting 10 points.
Droz also has a teaser bet, but he has 3 teams involved. He likes coming here to bet and watch games. He wishes Connecticut had this.
Just being here, over 100 screens, the big Jumbotron, the ambiance, the fans. You got two sets of fans. You got the Chargers and the Ravens just cheering when a big play happens. It's almost like you're at the game.
It's certainly possible that sports betting will be legal soon in the Constitution state because it's happening in many other states and Connecticut needs the money. Initial estimates have the state getting about $30 million in revenue a year by the third year of legal sports betting. And while the state considers everything from tolls to weed, Droz will tell you that Connecticut shouldn't be picky about the amount it gets from sports betting revenue.
I view this more like a lottery. It's almost like you walk up to a lottery machine, you got over 100 choices you want to pick from. It's good entertainment, especially when Connecticut doesn't have a major professional team to go watch, since the Whalers left.
But who gets to run the sports book in Connecticut? The state is exploring partnerships with Major League Baseball teams, off-track betting establishments, even going through the Connecticut Lottery to generate more revenue. Any of those moves, though, could prove legally complicated. The state has existing gaming compacts going back to the 1990s with the Mashantucket Pequot and Mohegan tribes who run the state's 2 casinos. If the tribes or anyone else gets sports betting, the governor has to amend the existing compacts to move forward. Joe Varengia is the House Chair of the Public Safety Committee, the one that just approved sports betting.
I think it's imperative that the governor comes out and gives the legislature some direction and where he would like to go.
Further complicating the issue is that the tribes think the compacts give them, and only them, the right to operate sports betting for the state. Varengia has acknowledged that they'd have to be included in sports betting, but he says he's not ready to cut out everyone else.
I just can't believe the claim of exclusivity on something that wasn't even legal at the time.
There's also the question of how to maximize revenue while making sports betting an attractive business. Connecticut's proposed cut of sports betting is a 10% take. That's a big contrast to Rhode Island, where the state is taking a whopping 51%. Back to the casino in Lincoln, Rhode Island, Mark Titan says the time for Connecticut to act is now. Residents are going over the border to buy marijuana in Massachusetts and bet on sports in Rhode Island.
We're like a deer in headlights. We're staring at the other states around us, and yet we're afraid to do it because we're a conservative state.
You can say that about how the Ravens offense reacted to the Chargers pass rush in the game that Titan and his friend Adam Droz bet on. The game was well in hand at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yes. And what just happened here?
Chargers for the touchdown. Melvin Gordon right up the middle.
But to win or lose a multi-team teaser, you gotta hit on more than just one outcome. The guys had different bets related to the Bears-Eagles game later that night. In the game, the Bears kicker missed a short field goal as time expired. The Bears lost the game by 1 point. Titan won $500, but the kick made Droz lose his teaser. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.